It's important to note that the virus has been isolated from the environment only at this time, and there's no associated paralytic case or any cases that have been detected. The coverage rates in Gaza were really optimal before the start of this ongoing war. Polio vaccination coverage is primarily conducted through routine immunization and was estimated at 89% in 2023, just according to the latest WHO UNICEF routine immunization estimates.
There is no law enforcement. The law enforcement has been disbanded, as I mentioned. In this scenario, of course, there is looting. Some opportunistic, some in the north, more because they're hungry and what people have been saying as self-distribution. So it is a combination of these things. But beyond that, you also have many so-called family disputes in Middle Gaza itself. You hear a lot of bullets flying. And this is not between only IDF and the Palestinians. Within these communities, there is chaos. There's no one enforcing any civic order. I will not call it as law and order because there is no law at this point in time there. So this is the anarchy that we talk about. And it's extremely dangerous as well. And we need to pay attention here. We want the police to be back on the street and to bring some order there.
This is the legal responsibility of Israel, not just to facilitate aid getting in, but then to facilitate the safe distribution of that aid. None of these things have been happening for 9 months. Those people on the ground in one of the most difficult operating environments of all time, to think that this is somehow because there are inefficiencies on the ground. What there are is disease on the ground and bombs from the sky and a deliberate, consistent willingness of authorities who have the legal and military power to prevent life-saving aid going into Gaza.
Look at the evidence on ground. Let journalists go into Gaza and let them see for themselves what's going on. Compare the evidence with the words, and the rest speaks for itself.